Our first top story comes out of the legal and tech sphere. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled that warrants requiring geofence sweeps of smartphone location data require full Fourth Amendment protections. This is a major win for digital privacy, confirming that even voluntary cell phone location history constitutes protected information. It challenges law enforcement's ability to use broad dragnet searches. From a developer perspective, this highlights the need for advanced legal tech tools, specifically, systems that can take an overly broad warrant and map its scope against established constitutional standards to flag excessive breadth or undefined parameters. Switching gears entirely. If you're deep in computer science, the technical discussion around CUDA kernels was fascinating. An expert dive meticulously tracked a simple vector addition kernel through its entire compilation pipeline, detailing how C++ transforms into intermediate representations like PTX, and finally into highly specific machine code called SAS. This isn't one step. It's a complex chain of compilers and architectural hurdles involving tens of millions of low-level CPU instructions. For those working on parallel computing, the opportunity here is building sophisticated visualizers, tools that allow users to trace high-level kernel logic all the way down through the PTX and SAS stages. Mapping out exactly how the compiler allocates registers and handles memory addresses along the way. Finally, a warning about AI in professional life. A detailed look at HackerRank's open-sourced applicant tracking system revealed serious flaws. The system uses an LLM to score resumes, but the scores are highly unreliable, inconsistent, and prone to bias because of the non-deterministic nature of the model itself. This lack of consistency means that relying on such AI screening tools is essentially gambling. It opens up a project opportunity for building a resume score predictability analyzer, a web tool that doesn't just give one score, but provides statistical data, the min, max, and standard deviation, showing how volatile the underlying LLM scoring model truly is.